from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico State Police, Chavez County deputies, along with the Roswell Fire Department, were at the scene of a single vehicle rollover Monday afternoon around 1:30 at the relief route at mile marker 11 near West Ferrando Road. Initial reports indicate that the woman was ejected from the vehicle. She was then taken to a local hospital. There's been no report on her condition. 57-year-old Jane T. Bullock of Roswell was killed in a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of the Roswell Relief Route and Sunset Avenue near Roswell around 1:45 p.m. on Saturday. According to New Mexico State Police, a 2017 Toyota Tundra driven by a 51-year-old female of Tularosa was traveling east on the Roswell Relief Route when she approached the intersection at Sunset, and for some reason still unknown, the Tundra ran a stop sign at that intersection and struck the vehicle that Bullock was driving in. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The Tularosa woman sustained unknown injuries and refused medical treatment on the scene. No charges in this accident have been filed as of yet. 68-year-old Shane Russell Merrill of Artesia was charged with battery against a household member and criminal damage to property after an argument with his wife over the sale of a boat. According to Artesia Police, an officer responded to the report of a verbal argument around 11:30 p.m. last Thursday. The criminal complaint indicated that Merrill and his wife argued about the sale of a boat when he allegedly assaulted her. New Mexico Department of Health officials on Monday announced 132 new cases of the COVID-19. Lincoln County was reported to have one new case of the coronavirus, bringing their totals to six. Village of Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford has issued an executive order to implement the following to manage the capacity at Grindstone Lake. Effective immediately, Grindstone Lake will be limited to day use only from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday through Sunday. Visitation will also be kept at 300 vehicles per day. Since the village reopened Grindstone Lake and Alto Lake, there have been a record number of people that have been recreating there. So for the folks out here in Southeast New Mexico and are planning a trip to Ruidoso at either one of those lakes, you might want to check the Village of Ruidoso's website to check on those mandates. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Aries.